This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
OPEC with a big warning to the EU saying they can't replace the Russian oil supply loss, which so much of Europe is dependent on Russian oil. The squeeze is on for Putin, but what really is happening there? In the meantime, the death toll is higher than accounted for in Mariupol. They're saying it may be up to 20,000 people who have been killed since the Russian invasion in the Ukraine began. And closer to home, many people trying to rush and get those taxes done as soon as possible, because that date is coming up rapidly for most of us in the U.S. anyway, on the 18th of April. But yet some people are saying they haven't even gotten their tax refund. We talk about that this hour. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney joining you from very sunny Southern California, an enclave, if you will, in Orange County called Newport Beach. It's the first time I've actually been here. It's a pretty interesting spot, I have to say. I'm enjoying being at this conference. And speaking of oil, I'm at the National Petroleum Energy Credit Association's conference, and it's such a delight to be here, I have to say. But OPEC has said to the EU, we can't replace the potential Russian oil supply loss. They told the European Union that on Monday to kick off the week, that current and future sanctions on Russia could, of course, create one of the worst ever oil supply shocks, that it's impossible to replace the volumes that they're talking about, and they're not going to pump more. There were talks that were being held in Vienna. There were reps of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries with this call for the group to increase the output, and as the EU considers potential sanctions on Russian oil, there is a big push to do that. But it would be the loss of 7 million barrels per day of Russian oil and other liquids that are exported resulting from the current and future sanctions or even voluntary actions. And this comes from OPEC's Secretary General, who said that's the amount that you're looking at, and looking at the current demand, it's nearly impossible to replace a loss in the volumes of that magnitude. So now the EU is on the hot seat. What are they going to do? They are calling in as many chips as they can for oil-producing countries to look at whether they can increase deliveries to help their soaring oil prices, but highly unlikely that they're going to be able to match that amount. So stay tuned on that. That is a huge development in all of this, and it was obviously going to happen as this continued. I can't believe that that would be, you know, a shock to anyone. This might be shocking. I don't know. I'm not being naive, but I didn't know that this number was quite this high, because I know so many have been able to get out, luckily. But Russian President Vladimir Putin's special military operation into the Ukraine, which started on February 24th, with, of course, his troops invading from Belarus to the north and Russia to the east, Russian forces have had some great stiff resistance. I'm going to call it great because we're rooting for the Ukrainians, right? And in the last couple of days, they've retreated from the north, and they've left behind a trail of death that's being uncovered. There have been graphic images. We've talked about that, a town northwest of Kyiv, and how awful that is, the burned bodies, the torture, etc. And now the word is in Mariupol, what is being said is the death toll is believed to be somewhere closer to 20,000 deaths, which is, they were getting shelled, they were getting attacked, there is no doubt about that. But they, and the Russians were having success there, and apparently so, when you look at the number that is being reported, because we weren't seeing that, we weren't hearing that number. We were seeing some atrocities, there's no doubt about it. So it's unclear as we look at the depravity and the brutality and the just the outrageousness of the missile strike on the train station last week. That was evacuees. And come on, I mean, this is exactly what they know. They're not trying to hit other areas. They were particularly brutal in going after directly the people. So the atrocities continue, the outrage continues, and the effects of the war in the Ukraine, the Russian invasion, I think we've only seen the beginnings of this. What does it mean to us in the United States? What does it mean to our livelihoods? What does it mean to what's being exported from Russia that, of course, we're shutting off? And there's much more than I think you think, and we're going to talk about that coming up. I saw an interesting story that I'm going to mention at the top. What are the effects of COVID, inflation, in the last couple of years on big box stores, places that you used to go to that were right around the corner? And I don't know why this wasn't really on my radar, and I guess because Walmart has just taken over so much of this area, but meaning areas in the United States with their superstores, etc. But you think of Kmart, and I just read a story about Kmart. I knew they were dwindling, but I had no idea. Kmart is practically extinct. I mean, they're on the extinction list. So they've got three stores left. They've got three stores. I thought, that must be wrong. How can that, three stores? You know, three, attention Kmart shoppers, you know, the joke about that. The joke is, I mean, down to three. At one point, they had well over 2,000 stores. Now they're down to three. And the three that they're down to, like, for example, a store in Avenel, New Jersey. If you're trying to look for bargains there, half of the shelves they're bare, because in this suburb, which is about 15 miles south of New York City, it's clear they can't get they're not stocking the shelves, they can't get the inventory, and part of it is because of the inventory, right? That Kmart, this chain, which was once part of our culture, the whole blue light specials and all of that, they're out, they're done. This was one thing about Kmart, and I was just reading the story, like I said, about it, that this was a place where you went for back to school supplies. Also, you had layaway. So it was that whole layaway thing where you couldn't afford something, but you could afford payments on it. And then people who didn't have that credit, they would get the whatever it was they needed, maybe for kids, clothes, whatever, and they could pay them in installments. That was a huge part of what Kmart, I think, initially was all about. But they can't compete with the Walmarts and their low prices. They can't compete with Target and what they offer, too. So Kmart filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in 2002, all the way back then, and they announced that they were closing stores, slowly. So now that is happening. It's the change that we're starting to see when a company maybe doesn't pivot quick enough. They can't keep up with whatever the times are, or they just get gobbled up by much, much bigger stores. And these are things to pay attention to, certainly. All right, so much more is happening on this show, and it's all coming up next.
Trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at DrinkSuperTea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave.
Finally, we're back in the man cave. Many of you were asking me about, why are you going back in the man cave? So for this segment, we talk about sports. Pretend we're sitting next to each other. We're on this really comfy recliners and we're eating a bunch of peanuts and popcorn. What would we be watching? I'll tell you what, if you did not watch Scottie Scheffler, maybe you're not a fan of the great game of golf. Number one, he is world number one. I like this guy. He's classy. He's a cool customer. He's a nice guy. And I say that from just a few interviews and my dealings with him, but hearing that from other people too as well. So good for Scottie Scheffler. He became the fifth golfer in history over the weekend to enter Augusta National ranked number one and actually win the Masters. I mean, he was challenged. Rory McIlroy from Ireland got pretty close, but not close enough. So he wins by 3 strokes. And Masters, the purse, I was just looking at the numbers. Each golfer, woo, huge payout, $15 million altogether, not for each golfer, but the pool of money. So Scheffler finishing 1-under Sunday and 10-under for the Masters, edging out McIlroy by those handful of strokes, those 3 strokes, was fun to watch. But there were 52 golfers who made the weekend with that shot of getting the green jacket, and only one's going to win. So what happens is when you look at the payouts of it, like McIlroy, for example, he didn't get the green jacket, but he got a whole bunch of money to take back to Ireland with him, the proverbial magic pot of gold, $1.62 million. That is wild, isn't it? Scheffler gets $2.7 million for winning the Masters. 2.7. That is, to put in perspective, it is the total purse that was paid out to the entire Masters field when Tiger Woods won his first green jacket in 1997. So if you have a young son who is great at golf, perhaps a golf scholarship, no matter what, that's good. And who knows, turn him pro. It's a good way to make a living, to play a game. But we jump from the great game of golf, or maybe you don't like it, so we're going to jump to football. This is sad, the story about Dwayne Haskins and what happened to him being hit by a dump truck, the Ohio State Buckeyes quarterback. They're going to honor him at a spring game. Ohio State announced that. He had an incredible season with him, one of the seasons when he was a quarterback there. He died at the age of 24. If you have not heard this story, by getting hit by that truck, he was walking on a South Florida highway. He was training in the area with some other Pittsburgh Steeler players. He was hoping to be the starting quarterback. He played for Ohio State from 2016 to 2018, and he was a Heisman Trophy finalist. He set all kinds of Big Ten records for passing yards. He had 4,831 touchdown passes, 50 total offensive yards, 4,939. The first Ohio State quarterback drafted in the first round of the NFL draft since 1982. And it was a shock to so many people to hear about what had happened to him. He stayed close with a lot of Ohio State people, and that's a tough pill for the Steelers to swallow, the Ohio State fans to swallow. And he's just so young. Anytime somebody young has their life taken and in that particular way. And so the investigation as to what could have happened goes on, certainly. But it's sad because he was just signed a month ago and had an opportunity. And he might have had a really great year with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And, of course, we'll never know that now, obviously, at this point. We go to the NBA, and there's some big news from the NBA. The Lakers, for example, I'm not surprised by this, but they fired their coach, Frank Vogel, because their season was terrible, 33-49. And they're going to make a move. So a lot of people respected him. I think they liked him. And you think about the 2019-20 NBA championship, but the Lakers felt like they had to make a decision, and the decision was, after that kind of a season and not even qualifying for that play-in tournament, he was not going to last with that. That was not going to happen. So now, you know, yes, they had injuries and LeBron James and Anthony Davis, and there were some challenges there. I mean, they were the only team to not have a single five-man lineup play 100 minutes together, so that tells you what he had to deal with. But somebody has to pay the price for that kind of a season, and it was going to be him. The Lakers finishing the season in the bottom 10 in offense and defense, 21st in defensive rating, and, you know, the ugly stats go on and on, then that's what's going to happen. Vogel was a 127-98 in three seasons. He did lead them to their 17th NBA championship in Orlando during the bubble year, but he wasn't going to outlast that because, as I said, there's going to be some responsibility. Someone's going to have to make that decision, or someone's got to eat it for the decisions that were made. And naturally, it's going to be him. The great game of baseball is back. And I say the great game because, to me, I have childhood memories of going to baseball games, and not hundreds and thousands of them, but, you know, certainly plenty during a season with the Philadelphia Phillies. Every season, my mother would take us to the Phillies games, and it really is a thing that united us. Even so much so, I think I talked about this on the air. I went to see the Phillies preseason game against the Detroit Tigers. They won 8-7, but it's just great to be at that spring training atmosphere. You forget it because it's been shut down because of COVID, and that my brother and I went, so that kind of sparks that whole thing. I mean, if you have siblings, there may be something that you did together that, as an adult, if you do it again, you revisit it. It's really, really, really fun. I was looking at kind of a smattering of what we would talk about in the man cave when it comes to Major League Baseball, and The good news is that it's back, of course. And now, just early in the season, there's injuries dealing with injuries and dealing with extensions to players. And, you know, for example, the Red Sox, they signed Garrett Whitlock to a 4-year extension. He's a reliever, and how important are those arms in the bullpen? And his contract guarantees him about $19 million, so a total of over $18 million from 2023 to 2026. And there's options that are mixed in with that. No contract is a straight contract, but he's young. He's 25, and he agreed last month to a 1-year contract. And you know, so now seeing that he is eligible for Major League Baseball's new $50 million bonus pool for pre-arbitration eligible players, making maybe as much as $44.5 million over the life of the contract. So that's I think that's a good thing. And this is just the beginning, I think, for Whitlock. He made 46 appearances for the Red Sox in his rookie year. He was 8-4. His ERA was under 2, and he had a couple of saves. And I think he's someone who is bound to have some more good years. To me, that was a smart move that they made, that the Red Sox made. And you can go team to team and look at moves that didn't happen, or games players that have been signed that should have been signed. And then you look at what work teams are doing and looking at other leagues and in other countries to pull players. There's a pitching phenom, Roki Sasaki, who had 19 strikeouts during a perfect game and a record-setting performance Sunday in Japan's top professional league. He recorded the first perfect game in Nippon baseball history, well, not history, since 1994, and the 16th in league history. He's a right-hander for one of the teams, and he tied a record with that 19 strikeouts. He also struck out 13 consecutive batters at one point. And there are, honestly, people that are looking at that and saying, okay, Sasaki, that is somebody to watch. He was a great high school pitcher. He had an incredible fastball and got a lot of interest from Major League Baseball before he signed in 2020 at the age of 18 to play in Japan. But there's no doubt, if he continues to do what he's doing, he's somebody who I think will end up somewhere in the majors. It's just a question of where does he end up, because we have seen this before, and that's what scouts do on these major league, for these Major League Baseball teams. It's not just obviously here in America, it's going to Latin America, it's going to other places. The Dominican Republic is the spot that they would go to, and absolutely looking at Japan and looking at some other leagues. All right, I got to clean up the peanuts and the mess that all of you made. So the Man Cave is closing down. I'll meet you on the other side.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
US USA Radio News.
Inflation keeps increasing, and it shows no signs of letting up. Lance Pry reports.
Inflation climbed higher to a new four-decade high, 8.5% in March, forcing Americans to pay even more for basic goods. The latest uptick marked the highest annual rate of increase of inflation since December of 1981. According to data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics released Tuesday morning, excluding volatile food and gas prices, the CPI still jumped to 6.5% year over year.
In related news, Democratic Senator Joe Manchin blamed the Biden administration and the Federal Reserve for soaring inflation, calling it a disservice to the American people. Food prices rose 8.8% over the past 12 months, while gas prices were up 48% on the year after an 18.3% increase in March. You're listening to USA Radio News. The recent COVID-19 lockdown in Shanghai, China, and video that shows people screaming out their windows because they're not allowed to leave their home should serve as another reminder to Americans of what the left tried to do in this country. This, according to Ohio Republican Representative Jim Jordan. He spoke to Fox News.
Remember when the governor of Michigan said you couldn't leave your suburban house to go to your cabin in northern Michigan because even though you'd be out in the middle of nowhere where you could socially distance, remember when she said you could go to the hardware store, but you could buy certain things, but you couldn't buy garden seeds because, after all, we wouldn't want you out gardening outside. That's how ridiculous it's gotten.
President Joe Biden traveled to Iowa on Tuesday and announced he's suspending federal rules that restrict ethanol in gasoline. He said it's a move to fight surging inflation, adding it should trim about a dime a gallon at a limited number of stations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
On Author's Corner is Janice Lee. Her book is and it's really a book that is so timely for right now. Rivers in the Desert, Places of My Life. He provides. That's, you know, basically what we're talking about here, and that is the full title of the book. Janice, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
What made you decide that you were going to write this book? What made you decide to tackle this?
Okay, so I've been a Christian for over 40 years, and I believe that the Bible is the inspired word of God. Second Peter says that it's not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come to eternal life. And a few years ago, I said that I needed to share my walk of faith in written testimony with my family members who may not be Christians. However, when I began to write it, I felt, why not publish it? And so, in short, it's actually a testimony of my own walk of faith over the last 30 years.
Yeah, and you and I talked off the air, and like most people, your life has had those ups and downs. Your journey included a divorce, you had to move, you have two kids, you're a single parent, and we know lots of people deal with those situations. So was that really when you realized, of course, this having this strength, having this belief has gotten me through?
That's correct. Because, you know, we all go through some of life's crises. I mean, real and painful situations. And many times people are overcome with so much pain, emotional pain, that they give up or they turn to substance abuse or irresponsible behavior just to cope. I chose to turn to my faith in God. And, you know, many people, especially women, can identify. What do you do when a husband of 10 years of walk out on you with two young children? You know, when you've lost your job, when you're faced with death of a loved one, what do you do? Because these things are really, I mean, painful to go through. And as you said earlier on, we all go through similar experiences. And my story is about how I cope during these difficult times. You know, how the scripture became real to me as I, you know, feed on the word of God, as I fast and I pray, and how God has just led me to be a victor instead of a victim. You know, our situation may not change overnight, but what changes is our perspective, and we get that deep peace that the scripture talks about. The peace that, you know, you may be going through a difficult circumstance in life, but people wonder, how does she look so good still? Why does she carry on with her activities, you know? People would wonder, but it is, you know, just the grace of God.
Yeah, and you talk about that women in particular will identify with the book, will identify with the experience that you share. And tell us more about the book and what we can expect in reading the book.
Okay, so my passion is particularly for women, because many times I'm not saying that men don't go through difficult circumstances, but many times we are the one left holding the bag, so to speak. You know, when my husband walked out, I was the one who had the two children that I had to look after, had to prepare, you know, provide for them. And these are things that I know many women all over the world faced. And when they go through these times of crisis, you know, if you do not have a good support system, if you do not have something that you can turn on, then it really can potentially derail you. And my testimony in this book is that real situation, just to share with you, I remember when my son was in university, and I mean, I had so much debt because I used my credit card and I had no way of paying back these debts. And, you know, I simply prayed and asked God, I say, you know, I really, you promised when my husband walked out that you're going to take care of me, Lord. And here it is, I'm faced with this mounting debt. What do I do? And I prayed, and you know, I mean, miraculously, in 2 months, I was able to clear off that debt. Something wow. came up that allowed me to clear off. It was even, you know, sometimes we pray for things, and when it comes, we are saying, well, how could this be? You know, it seemed just so far-fetched. How could I pay off such a debt in just 2 months? But God really came through for me. So, that's, you know,
incredible. Yeah, that's a story. So coming from Jamaica, what was it like making the leap from Jamaica to the U.S.?
Well, that story is actually interesting, because what happened was I was laid off my job in Jamaica, and I decided to send my resume out. And a friend of mine who has a company in Miami, he offered me a job. So I decided to up myself and rerouted Miami. It was a bit challenging at first, but one of the things that really impacted me at that time, that was the time that I decided to write my story. And even though it started out with a negative, because, you know, I had to leave my, I remarried a few years ago. I had to leave my husband, and my children, they're adults. So, you know, it wasn't difficult for them, because my son was in university. My daughter had finished university. So my going to Miami was difficult in a sense that I had to leave everything that I knew in Jamaica and you know, in a new country, even though I'm very familiar with Florida because many of my family members live there. So it was a challenging time, but through the challenge, the Lord just brought this book to me, you know, because my interaction with my family members made me realize that these people really need a source. They need an anchor. They, you know, they need a savior. And that's what really propelled me to write the book. So it was even though it was a challenging time, it was also an exciting time for me.
And so now when people read the book, He Provides Rivers in the Desert Places of My Life, we're speaking with Janice Lee. You can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or any place where books are sold. What do you hope people take away from reading the book?
Well, my hope is that everyone who reads my book will be blessed and encouraged to understand that we all go through similar experiences in life. However, how we handle these experiences can make a difference. I want people to know that there's a God who cares about our circumstances. And if we choose to trust Him, we can be victorious. The circumstance may not change overnight, but having a godly perspective will change. It will give us peace of mind and hope. And, you know, with hope comes strength to move on to another day.
Ah, there you go. You're not alone. That's definitely what you get out of the book for sure. Janice Lee, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you so much also for having me.
Again, we thank Janice Lee for that conversation, especially on the holiest of weeks. As we head for the exits, a couple of quickies. How about this? This is like your nightmare. Imagine walking down Times Square in New York City. You're a tourist. And all of a sudden you hear this bizarre explosion, and then you look over and you see smoke. So you know what it was? Two manhole covers were ultimately affected by the cable failure. What happens right before 7 o'clock, people in this really high-trafficked area, which is Times Square, it's a tourist area, shopping, all that, they just started running because they heard a loud bang or some kind of an explosion, and it was all over social media. Firefighters searched the area for carbon monoxide levels, all of that, and it was the manhole covers, gas, water, sewer, all that caught fire, was part of this failure when it came to the power, according to Con Edison, which is the power company there. And then the one manhole cover, it was just smoke that was coming out of it. But as somebody who as a kid can remember being dragged down Times Square, I can't imagine my mother dealing with it. Well, she would deal with it, but we'd be running. And that's what it was people running. And you know what we think in our minds, because of terrorism, that kind of thing, and immediately that's where you go. But it wasn't that. It was this very strange explosion. The big story that I talked about at the top of the hour was Russia defaulting on its debt because it was inevitable that was going to happen. That's part of the sanctions. They were being freezed out. And that's very, very big news. With that happening, you know that they've stepped up the efforts in what's going on in the Ukraine, but it's a major, major shakeup, and that's because they're shrinking. I mean, they're having these economic problems because of being freezed out, part of that whole sanction thing. And that means it's working, but what is the reaction to that? What's Russia's reaction? Which is what I talked about yesterday, and that's the thing that all of us are thinking. When I talk about the buzz in your backyard and mine, what's Putin going to do? What happens with Russia? I mean, we now have a Cold War-like scenario going on in a much, much different way. So that default is big, and what they do with creditors is obviously very, 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 very big. Russia offered bondholders payments in rubles, not dollars. And now there's the warning. Moscow is talking about, you know, full-scale attack, and Zelensky knows this is going to happen, the president of the Ukraine, because of Russia defaulting on its foreign debt. That just amps everything up to another level completely. Once again, so thrilled to be broadcasting from Newport Beach, California. Sunny, seagulls chirping in the background. Really, really just so different to be on the West Coast and bringing you this show. So remember, thanks for listening. Make it count, everybody.
those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To England for a conversation with Emmanuel Ogeni. He's written a book called Just Like Daddy and Mummy. It's interesting. We were talking off the air, and he was talking about growing up in Nigeria and his wife working in the UK and then going back and forth. And now, of course, he's in the UK with her. And I can relate to what he's saying, as I have just gone through some miserable weather, that he misses the tropical weather of Nigeria. So I totally understand that. Emmanuel, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
What led you to do ministry work in the first place? You're such a prolific writer. How did that start?
The only thing I can remember very well is that way back in secondary school generally, I studied by writing down whatever I'm reading. That's the way I can always remember. And when eventually I felt that God was asking me, I was feeling like leaving regular church congregation pastoring. This was what came to my mind, that look, you could sit down and put your thoughts on paper and book and then publish it. So that was what I zeroed on, knowing that that is what God wants me to do. So that's what I've focused on since.
Do you remember what it was like to write your first book or to pull something together that was written material?
My first series of books in Nigeria came out 2004. Just thought, see, I have papers, sheets of paper everywhere. So anytime something comes, I write it down. Later, I'll collate all of it together. And that's where I try to put my thoughts together. But it was a lot of pressure because I was doing it for the first time, and I didn't know how it was going to look like at the end.
But you did it, and now, look, here it is these years later, and your book is out just like Daddy and Mommy. And tell us what that book is about.
It's primarily about what children can learn from their parents. It's about what did my parents do right that I should follow, what did they do wrong that I should avoid, so that whatever it is in any area of our lives or as children, whatever age, we can say, okay, this is what they did right, this is what they did wrong. I won't do what they did wrong so that I won't suffer consequences they suffered or we also suffered as a family. And then this is what they did right and I'm going to follow on that path.
And what do you hope people who are listening to our conversation, what do you hope they take away from reading your book?
There is something in the lives of your parents for you to borrow from to make your life better than theirs. That is basically what you're going to learn. Whatever happened to your parents, there is something in it for you to learn from.
Do you think that happened with you?
Yes.
So you learned something from your parents that made something different about your life, did something about different about your life?
One of the main things I learned from my dad is sticking to my mom and my mom alone. No, you are trying to root out secrets in my family. I remember that one time. Yes, one time my maternal uncle came to our house because my dad was his older brother's best friend before they married. My parents married. He came one day and he was drunk, or he pretended he was drunk because I just feel that it was what was. He was telling my dad, "Oh, you are powerful. You don't have another wife because that is part of the." Crazy tradition. If you are very powerful, you should have more than one wife. So that was one big lesson I learned from my dad.
Wow. That's a very big lesson when you think of what you just said. Culturally, that's acceptable, and that's what...
Yeah, if you have money, part of the way to show it is to
have another wife, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, more than one wife. Wow. Well, good for you. That's a very good lesson. So was it fun for you writing Just Like Daddy and Mommy?
Yeah, I don't know how to say whether it's fun or not fun. Book writing, it takes a lot of concentration. It takes a lot of concentration. So, yeah, here and there. And then when I want to write, really, sometimes I pray. Once I pray and I start... I will be remembering one thing or the other, either something that happened that is relevant, an example, or somehow something will come up that would be relevant, the Bible, the scriptures, which I try to use to explain whatever I'm saying. It will just come in and it will put together. It may take a while, but it will get together at the end.
I like it. Will you write another book?
Since that, I've done some other ones, really. I've done The Weight of Womanhood, which is the pressure that on women and mothers. I've written Regrettable Relatives. I've written a few about motherhood.
Yeah, so keep going. Tell me about that, The Weight of Womanhood.
The Weight of Womanhood is usually the pressure that are on women. I look at it sometimes and I just wonder. You carry an extra human. One of the things that baffles me the most is how somebody carries another human being in her stomach. Of course, God created the womb there, but I just wonder, how does she feel comfortable all of that period? And then after birth, she had to look after the interests of the child, look after the herself, look after, in most cases, the husband. And then we have this culture of every little thing in certain cultures. If anything goes wrong with the child, it's the fault of the mother. If everything goes right with the child, it's the hard work of the father. It's the father who makes that. We say, that's my son. Then when the child is not doing well, say, that's your son. Tell the mother, that's your son, you know. So that's why I wrote The Weight of Womanhood.
Wow, that's tremendous. I like that. And again, that goes right after, just like Daddy and Mommy, it makes sense to read both of those books. And you can get them on, you of course can get Just Like Daddy and Mommy on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Emmanuel,
yes.
Evgeny, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Wrapping up this show, a couple of quick notes on the biggest stories that we're talking about. One is that horrible thing that happened in the subway in Brooklyn. A manhunt still underway after 10 were shot in the New York City subway. 16 people were treated for injuries. Can you imagine during rush hour? A gun was recovered at the Brooklyn subway station. No known motive about the shooting. None of that. Just really shock and horror as to why this could happen. And the people in the subway car were trying to escape the shooter. That's what eyewitnesses were saying in what they saw, what they could see. And, of course, that's what they were trying to do. There was somebody that, well, several people that were in the subway car next to the one where the shooting took place. They heard a commotion. This was the N line train traveling between the 59th Street and 36th Street subway stations. It doesn't matter to most of you listening, but just to say, give you the specific location, there was that popping noise. The train was traveling, very unclear as to what was happening. The door was locked. Some subway doors between cars are locked. That happens. There is video footage that was captured by some of those witnesses in the other car that showed people backing away from the door and a man banging on the door, trying to move into the subway car, and then those pops that you could hear and people rushing off the subway train after it pulled into the subway station, smoke pouring out, and just a terrible thing. People trying to help other people that were bleeding, and awful. And still, it's the motive, you know, how and why does this sort of thing happen? And when we go to the Ukraine and we talk about the Ukraine, is there a possibility of peace? Almost laughable, I hate to say, but certainly Putin says talks with the Ukraine are at a dead end, that there is no conversation taking place, and that there's no kind of option on the table. Russian troops are pouring into the Ukraine with a large column of military tanks and trucks and whatever. And they're east, and Putin and the Belarus president are meeting at the eastern part, in an eastern city in Russia. And there have been several reports that have emerged of a possible strike involving chemical substances in Mariupol. So we're hearing the same things, but no talks. Talks are at a dead end, according to Putin. On that note, we got to fly. Thanks so much for listening to this show. Make it count, everybody.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.